We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6 o'clock straight up on a Monday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tim Kelly behind the glass for tonight and tomorrow as Jack stepped up with the afternoon show this week. So we'll get Jack back next week. Tim Kelly tonight, tomorrow, Rob Cherin, the update. You guys with us, 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That is how you get aboard. We got a lot planned tonight. Hot stove check-in, as usual, 9 o'clock, and there's a lot to get into there, and I have some thoughts here. I have a new feeling on how this Harper Phillies, Matt Klentak thing should shake out and will shake out. So we'll get to that. Corey Seidman will join us later on, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Elliott Shore Parks at 8 on the Birds. On his thoughts on this offseason right now, and including a big signing today, actually, in the NFL that impacts the Eagles, and some news that impacts the Eagles. So all that's to come. I want to get to the Harper thing and Klentak, but I want to start with the Sixers off of yesterday, because yesterday felt different. I was at home watching that game yesterday, and yesterday felt like a different Sixers feeling than I've had in a very long time, and it felt different than any of those games last year. And the Sixers played really well in the second half last year, and they got on a good run, and they had a big stretch of wins heading into the playoffs. The Sixers at one point last year in the second half of the season were one of the NBA's hottest teams. But I never last year ever felt the Sixers were going to the NBA Finals. I never felt like I was watching an NBA Finals team. And yesterday I had that feeling. I watched that game yesterday. I watched the way the Sixers played against, albeit a mediocre Lakers team with LeBron James, but still one I think will make the playoffs and still one that has LeBron James. They just blitzed them. Like in the first half of that game, they put up 75 points. And when they wanted to at the end, they just ran away from them. The Philadelphia 76ers aren't just a pretty good team. They're not just a nice story. They're not just an improved team. We're watching a team right now. And it's only been two games. But a team in these two games together looks like a team that is good enough to get to the NBA Finals. And I don't say that just to say it, because that's a hard thing to do. I think it's tougher to win a championship in the NBA than any other sport. It's more difficult to get through all the rounds of the NBA postseason than any other sport is difficult to get through those rounds. It's just the hardest sport. You have to be great to have a chance at greatness, and you have to be super great to actually hoist that trophy. And the Sixers are good enough. The team they're throwing out there right now, the starting five they have right now, looks like an NBA Finals team. 888-729-9494. Yet I feel like a lot of us are afraid to say that. I feel like it's almost like a tepid or like a one foot in the water kind of feeling, like, yeah, the Eastern Conference Finals will be nice. Yeah, I expect good things from the Sixers this year. They should go deep. Brett Brown, blah, blah, blah. No. I'm saying it right now tonight. The Sixers are good enough to make the NBA Finals. They're good enough to win the Eastern Conference. And there's a few reasons I think that. One is their overall talent level. You know, when that trade went down, they got Tobias Harris. I think it was the Sixers are the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. And we all said it. But when you watch it, it's a different story. When you watch those five players out there, from Ben to JJ to Butler to Harris to Embiid, it's one thing they have five really good players. You know, four of them in the top 30, 35 players in the league right now. And then wherever you want to slide Redick in, wherever you want to place him, because he's a tough player to place, but on the right team, in the right spot, he's good. And he's been really good the last couple days because teams aren't guarding him close to the way you would have to and chasing him around, because all this other talent around the floor. So the starting five isn't just something you should just say and say, oh, yeah, they're the best starting five in the East. So that matters. The Sixers have the best starting five in the conference, and that alone is something. They also have Joel Embiid, who, I don't know what it is about Joel. Maybe it's because we waited so long. Maybe it's because we are just enamored with great talent in the NBA right now, from Steph Curry to James Harden to Giannis to LeBron still to Durant, to whoever you want to put in the conversation. I don't think we talk enough about what it means to have a player playing at the level that Joel Embiid is playing at right now. He's a legitimate MVP candidate. And when you have a legitimate NBA MVP candidate, you inherently have a chance to go deep in the playoffs because one player does make that much of a difference. So you have this great starting five. You have this transcendent player right now that is healthy and playing. But think about Friday night with Joel Embiid. Joel on Friday night was sick. And I guess he was still a little sick heading into yesterday, too. Still not 100%. And yet he's out there, and he's making a ridiculous impact on the game. Even when Joel isn't at his best, he still is a major factor. And I can't wait to watch this guy when we get to the postseason. Because he could be the best player in the entire Eastern Conference playoffs. So you have the starting five. You have Joel Embiid. And then I think you have an Eastern Conference right now that I don't care where the Sixers' record is. I don't care where they lie right now. You have an Eastern Conference that has zero proven championship teams. LeBron is gone. LeBron is out of the Eastern Conference. For the first time in a very long time, the Eastern Conference is wide open. And you could tell me, oh, the Milwaukee Bucks have a better record. That's great. You know who the Bucks remind me of? With Giannis and a whole bunch of role players? They remind me of the mid-2000s Cleveland Cavaliers with a young LeBron James. This great MVP caliber, you know, unicorn type of player in Giannis, just like LeBron was then. He could do it all. And he was an MVP, and he was dragging this team of pretty good players around him, decent players around him, to the best record in the East. Well, you got to the playoffs, and his teammates, and at that point, his issues, and he wasn't a perfect player yet, or close to it, but those teams were never a team that could win a championship. They were fun. They were a nice idea in the regular season. But those Cavs teams weren't good enough to win a title, and the Bucks are the same way. They can be beat. The Boston Celtics, and we're going to see them tomorrow night. Like, the Boston Celtics have been a dysfunctional team all year long. You know, we could talk about Jimmy Butler. We could talk about Ben Simmons and his shot, or Ben Simmons and tampering with Magic Johnson and trade rumors and all this stuff that happens here and Brett Brown and his rotations. Everything we've talked about here, basketball-wise, for the past 6 months is a drop in the bucket to what's gone up in Boston. From all of the craziness around Kyrie Irving to now his injury, to have players coming out and talking about how miserable it is after they blow a 28-point lead at home the other night to the Clippers. The Celtics are a complete and total mess right now. They were supposed to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. Well, they're not. They're a mess. Kyrie Irving always has knee issues. The team looks like it has no chemistry. Gordon Hayward's a shell of the player he was a couple years ago. And they just don't look anything like a championship caliber team. And then you have Toronto. And I will say Toronto is the team that I look at and say, that's the tough one. That's the team that always seems to give the Sixers trouble, always seems to give Ben Simmons trouble, always seems to give a lot of the way the Sixers play trouble with their, you know, fast-paced kind of basketball. They worry me a little bit. But even with Kawhi Leonard, let's just call it for what it is. The Toronto Raptors have never done anything in the postseason. Anything. They have a brand new coach this year in Nick Nurse that none of us know anything about. Will he coach well in the postseason? I don't know. They have a guy, Kyle Lowry, always comes up small in the playoffs. And they have a team that is consistently choked in the playoffs. So I look at all these things together, and I say, I'm not afraid to say it. And I don't think this town should be afraid to jump in on this either. The Philadelphia 76ers are good enough to win the Eastern Conference. The team that we watched the last two games, specifically yesterday, and just the easy, free-flowing offense, just without it, just kind of a breeze it was, to knock off a team that went to Boston and won the game before, that has LeBron James. Like, the Philadelphia 76ers are really good now. 888-729-9494. Are you willing to go there? As you watch the Sixers play, do you think you're watching a finals team? I do. 888-729-9494, #949. We'll start with the Sixers, who are right now, after yesterday, after watching this team for the first two games, with Tobias Harris now on board, not only the best team on paper, first, you know, five-man starting unit in the Eastern Conference. That's clear. They have an MVP-caliber player in Joel Embiid. But you also look around the rest of the conference, and I could care less at where the standings say they are right now. Those other teams ahead or right behind are not anything special. The Sixers can win the Eastern Conference. 888-729-9494. Let's start with Jimmy. He's in Mount Holly. He's up first tonight. Jimmy!
Yeah, Joe, you're in every right to believe that. The only thing is, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Timmy. Would you have rather gotten Mirotić or Harris if you could go back several days in time?
Well, the price for Mirotić was much cheaper, but I do like Tobias Harris, Jimmy, and I like the idea that they now have him have his bird rights, so if they want to extend this relationship, which it seems like they would, they have a chance to do that before, you know, free agency gets involved. So for that reason, I would stick with Tobias.
Yes, Joe, you know, I really do think the team could go to the finals. The only thing, I think the Bucks are the biggest stumbling block for a couple of reasons. First of all, right this moment in time, I believe that Giannis is the best player on the planet. When I think of LeBron's age and the 17-game absence he had due to injury, I love the pickup of Mirotić. I think this team is being well coached. Now, if you're going to be right, I think what they have to do in this time to do this is to overtake Milwaukee in the standings. I mean, they got 26 games. I'm sure they got two or three against the Bucks. So if they can manage to do that, I think you're really truly on this.
Well, that would change things because the home court advantage is a major, major thing. And Jimmy, I always appreciate the call. I mean, think about the Sixers now and what they've done over the last, I don't know, year or so, maybe dating back to last January. The Sixers have been insanely good here in Philadelphia. If you go back to last January 3rd, which I would imagine was their first home game of the new year at that point, 46-7. They've won 46 of the last 53 games here at home. So the idea of home court and what it matters. It matters to this Sixers team. I mean, obviously, the higher they get, the better seed they get, we're all going to be on board, and it's going to be better for them. I just look at the teams ahead of them in the standings right now, though, and I don't see a team that is so daunting. The task is so daunting. And when LeBron James was in the East, whether it was Miami or Cleveland, over the last 8 years, it was very difficult to say any team other than that team would make it out of the East. You know, every year one team would pop up, whether it be Indiana, the Knicks, the 1 year of Carmelo Anthony was any good, and they had a good team around them, whether it was, you know, the Sixers here, the Celtics there, whoever it was. You always knew at the end of the day the story was going to be the story, which was LeBron James would come out of the Eastern Conference. Well, now at the perfect time, at the time where LeBron leaves, he's out West. You have Joel Embiid playing like an MVP. You have the best starting five in the conference. And you have all the other contenders with warts. I don't think the Sixers are perfect, but I do think this team is good enough to make the NBA Finals. 888-729-9494. Are you on board or are you not ready to say it? Jack in Santa Barbara. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Jack. What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but if you look at a picture of you and me, you're my younger version of me. We look a lot alike.
I did not know that, Jack. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. And I grew up in Philly, too. So what I wanted to say was JJ's life just got a lot easier, and I think it's translating to the entire team, meaning he is doing things from 30 feet away that only great shooters can do. Floating, drifting, and still making shots. As he doesn't even have to come off screens anymore. He just gets free in whatever atmosphere he wants to fly in, and the ball is going in. That's amazing.
It's incredible. Jack, that shot he hit falling away and going out of bounds, it's incredible. Jack, the guy he reminds me of, he's not as good because the guy I'm going to say is a Hall of Famer, but he just reminds me of, especially as he ages, he's got a lot of Ray Allen in him. You know, he's on a good team now.
I see Ray Allen. You and I are on the same page.
And he's a great shot. Ray Allen always kept himself in impeccable shape, so he was always able to do things like that. And as he aged,
Ray Allen, he was great off the ball.
Yes.
Just like JJ is. Yeah, he looks like a shorter version of Ray Allen.
And now look, Ray at his best was better because Ray could go to the basket, and Ray, when he was young, was an incredible player. He's a Hall of Famer, but like a light version of Ray Allen, and it's perfect for this team right now.
And you know what it is? Like, if you look at the void that was Markel, right, and you bring in Tobias has more diversity than Markel did, even as the hot player he was in college. Maybe Tobias wasn't as hot in college, but he's made himself into a consummate pro.
He absolutely has. He's gotten better and better and better. And, Jack, it's only two games, so we have to see more of this fit. But it just feels like these five guys fit together. The way they play, it's almost seamless right now.
It doesn't it feel like they can go to the Eastern Finals? And the East is stacked. But I agree with you. Yesterday, there was a different feeling about this team. There really was.
And I think the feeling was different, too, in that building. And, Jack, I always appreciate the call, man. Like, that felt like that team yesterday, the way they played, marquee game. I mean, think about yesterday. It's the first NBA Sunday afternoon showcase post-Super Bowl. Like, I know the new AAF was out there this weekend, a little extra football for everyone who just can't go 10 minutes without football. But let's be real about it. Now, the NBA takes center stage for at least a little while. And when you have the first Sunday afternoon without football post-Super Bowl, it was a big moment yesterday. That's a big game. There's a lot of eyeballs in that game, both here and everywhere. And the Sixers showed up. And I look at the way those five play. There's no weakness in that starting five. Ben's shooting from the outside, even though he shot a three yesterday. That's a weakness, but it's mitigated now. When you have four other guys that will take a shot, it's mitigated. Let's talk to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Joe. Nice to talk to you. I appreciate the putting me on here. Just a quick comment about the Sixers. I understand the excitement, and I think that two games is premature to really know. I think when they start playing some road playoff teams, that's where we're going to find out how good they are. But I think it starts tomorrow night because the Celtics have gotten punched in the face with the two losses they just had on their home court and getting booed off the court. If they can win this game tomorrow against a team that's had their number, that will be a statement game for them.
I agree with you. It's a big one, and I think what you said at the end is the most important thing. Like, it doesn't seem to ever matter with the Sixers, Celtics, who looks good, who doesn't. When they play, the Celtics just always have their number, but they're playing them right now. Doesn't it feel like the perfect time to play the Celtics? I don't know if it's going to lead to a win, but this feels like, hey, the Sixers are hot. They're at home. Celtics just got beat at home, but it blew a big lead in two straight games. Kyrie's all banged up. This feels like a time to just kind of punch him in the mouth.
Well, I got to throw out one more thing, and that's there's a team out there that's got no respect, that has no superstars, that has currently the longest winning streak in the NBA, that nobody's ever put on that pedestal of the four teams in the East. And I just say watch out for Indiana because they lost their best player similar to what the Eagles did, and they have a chip on their shoulder right now.
They do, and they've done a great job so far, and Drew, appreciate the call. I do think, though, it's in basketball, that only lasts so long. Like, it's wonderful. Like, the Pacers are a wonderful story, winning all these games without Victor Oladipo. It's not going to last. You need your best player. Like, if the Sixers lost Joel and then reeled off 10 in a row, it wouldn't mean they're going to the NBA Finals. They're going to be a threat. I don't see Indiana long-term as any sort of threat, not without Oladipo. Bruce is up next on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, John? Hey, how's it going?
Can you
hear me? Okay, I had you on speaker there for a minute.
Yeah, I got you now. What's up, man?
Okay, hey, look, you know, I tell you, I'm like you. I'm really psyched about how the Sixers are playing. And you know, one of the critical things that I have been on Brown about, you know, last year, I think with this starting lineup that he has now, there is a difference because the Sixers never had a problem scoring. You know, Brown, my biggest knock with him, he overemphasized the space and pace game. But he seems like he's gotten away from that. And the thing that I'm really excited is that he's emphasizing more playing of collective team defense, even with this new group to include the bench. That is what's really making a difference in this team this year and how they have been able to take down a lot of these winning teams in this last 14 games that they played. And that's what's really exciting because when you look at a team like Boston, you know, they're defensively tough. I mean, that's the way they played last year. They pushed us around. They bullied us around. Now we have a different team. We're able to get more physical and also play the finesse game at the same time. And one more thing I wanted to say is about Jimmy Buckets. You know, he's caught a lot of flack, rightfully so, but it seems like he's kind of adjusted his game. So I want to get your thoughts on him because – you know, he's handing out more assists. He's playing more collective team defense. It seems like he's okay with his role as not being one of the top go-to guys.
So far, Bruce, yeah, and I appreciate it, man. Good call. So far, so good. Now, I've always been skeptical of Jimmy, and we'll see how this thing plays out. Push comes to shove. Jimmy's usually about Jimmy. We'll see how he does as we move along, especially if he has more and more games where he's the fourth option on offense or fifth, if Reddick keeps shooting well. I would imagine at some point he's not going to love that idea, but right now, yeah, he's playing well, and he's playing good defense, and he's hitting those shots, especially from the free throw line late. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. Are you willing to jump on with me and say the Sixers are an NBA Finals team? The team that's out there the last two games looks like that. The team that played yesterday and just blitzed away from the Lakers as that first half went on, that felt like I was watching an NBA Finals kind of team. 888-729-9494. We'll come back.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.